America is a nation of 292 million people. There are estimates that 6 million of them are Muslim. The government does not ask people their religion, so it has no official numbers. But Islam is often described as a fast-growing religion in the United States. Media around the country have stories about activities at local Islamic centers during Ramadan. In Maryland, the Al-Rahma Mosque in the Baltimore area uses its basketball court as a dining room. The Baltimore Sun newspaper says 200 to 300 people gather for their evening meal. Muslims are supposed to avoid food and drink from sunrise to sundown during Ramadan. In the central United States, the director of the Islamic Center of Lawrence, Kansas, says as many as 200 people go to daily prayers during a normal month. But he tells the Journal World newspaper that the number can grow to 500 during Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. To Muslims, it was the month in the year 610 when the Prophet Muhammad received the knowledge from God that would become the holy book, the Quran. Many Muslims give presents to children during Ramadan. This year, a company in the state of Michigan is selling a number of toys designed for Muslim children. One of the most popular is a doll called Razan. Razan looks different from Barbies and other dolls for girls. All 7 dolls in the series wear the traditional Muslim head covering. Their arms and legs are also covered. One is a schoolgirl, another is a teacher. Amar Sadeh established Noor Art, the company that created the Razan doll. Mr. Sadeh says the doll provides a good example for Muslim girls. There is also a praying Razan. It comes with a prayer rug and what the company describes as a small Quran-like book.